Online Podcast Episode 66. Hi, good morning, everyone. Sorry, I was eating a granola bar. Oh, nice street. So here's the reason why. Thank you. Oh, welcome to Online Podcast. This is John Ong. I am very sorry that I haven't had a show up for how many days? On Monday. And today is Wednesday morning. I'm driving to work as usual. I am actually gonna tell you why I wasn't able to upload a show on Monday. So I've recorded a couple of shows so that I can post it on Monday. And I realized that I've set my iRiver to line in instead of external microphone. And there's no indication on the screen whether it's doing line in or external microphone. So the whole recording went on. I know I did my whole more than 1 hour of recording, and all turned out to be really, really soft. And I've tried to fix it in post-production, you know, really crank the volume up. It still doesn't sound good enough. It is so bad that I decided not to post it instead. And, I'm working on the street right now. That's what you hear. So that's a reason why I haven't been able to post the show. And there's also another reason, which I will not go into too much of detail as of yet, until I have the, construction of the website and everything done before I make any announcement. So the thing is, if you are, I can tell you what it is about, but I cannot tell you where the site is yet, because I it's still not pleasant to visit yet. What it will be is, I realized that I got a lot of very positive response from my podcast when I'm not using English, even though most of them are coming from people who said, hey, even though I don't understand it, I enjoy listening to it. But I really doubt that that's gonna last too long. And I've been having really good times with some of my friends using Hokkien, which is my mother tongue, to record the show and just talk about silly old times. And so I've decided over the weekend that I am going to actually start a new podcast. And I won't tell you what it's called yet, because I don't want you to visit the site yet, because it's not ready. But I will tell you all about it when the site is up and ready and ready to go. I will post my Hokkien show, if I ever do any Hokkien show, on my show. I will also post that on my Hokkien, road construction again. On my Hokkien site, where my podcast is going to be in Hokkien. Lord, okay, we're going through road construction, but this street really needs to be fixed, so I'm glad that they're doing that. So you will be expecting, if you are listening to this show, and if you do understand Hokkien, you can still continue listening to Online Podcast, but there will be another show, also produced by myself and a few other friends, that will be of interest to you, possibly. So what I want you to do is, if you have heard my show before, if you enjoy listening to the Hokkien podcast, whether you just enjoy listening to it, the sound of it, or whether you really do understand it, or if you are from Penang, from Singapore, Taiwan, or anywhere else whom you might actually understand Hokkien, I encourage you to please send me an email. I just want to have a little count of how many people actually would be interested in listening to a podcast in Hokkien. My reason is because I grew up in Penang. There's never been a radio show or any sort of production that is in Hokkien. And because it is looked upon as a dialect, it is not so classy compared to Mandarin. So it is not that popular, even though Hokkien is used every single day in our daily lives. So I thought I'll start that revolution. I'll start producing show that would be in Hokkien. Just kind of like how people from Hong Kong is actually producing Cantonese shows, and the numbers are growing rapidly, and the quality of the shows are very good. And and since I'm from Penang, and I have been doing podcasting since September of last year, I thought I've been waiting for content providers in Penang to start a show, and I haven't still heard anything yet from Penang. So I'm going to start the trend. Now, hopefully I will be able to, with your help, is to spread the word out and make the show reachable to a lot of people from Penang, or people Malaysian, Singaporean who understand Hokkien, enjoy listening to Hokkien, would actually inspire some new content. New content provider. So hopefully that's going to be coming soon. And that is part of the reason why I haven't been able to devote time to making a show after that two shows being gone, because I was spending time constructing my site for the new website. And I am actually testing out, if you've been to my site, you realize that I use movable type for my this show, online podcast. And when I was, and I wanted to learn about WordPress, because I heard a lot of good things about WordPress, but I don't know how to use it. So this show is going to be posted using WordPress. And I also did not use FeedBurner to do my RSS feed. Because, at first, when I first started this show, I didn't know how, what if the company goes out of business, and if you have listeners who are subscribed to your show, if you need to change your RSS feed, that would be a hassle. So I'm still in the middle of deciding whether or not I want to have, and now I know that the FeedBurner is getting really popular, and they're strong as a company, so I'm not that concerned about them not being able to continuously provide that service. Went to FeedBurner and signed up for this new feed for my new show. And the only drawback is it doesn't show Chinese characters on any of the show information. So I might actually remove my FeedBurner content, whatever you call it, FeedBurner feed, if it still doesn't show Chinese character, because I really want to be able to have Chinese characters on there. So that's one thing. And then the second thing is sometimes I like to have the full control of putting all those iTunes tag inside of the RSS feed, but I don't really know how to do it because I know how to do it on movable type, but I don't know how to do it on RSS. So I might actually call somebody or email somebody who's been messing with the RSS feed on a Feedburner. I mean, on WordPress. So that's the reason why, because I've been having very little sleep these days to get that going. Plus, there's also another upcoming thing that I will be telling you all about, hopefully sometime in August. It involves you, it involves a new company. I think it's going to be fun, and I hope that it will take off with your help, and I cannot tell you too much about it yet until August. It's not really a big thing. I make it sound like a big thing, but it really isn't. So I will tell you all about it when the time comes, when everything is more concrete. No pot show or anything like that. That is the reason why I missed the Monday show. In fact, I even tried to record on Tuesday, and the show didn't get recorded because I haven't set my iRiver back to line in. So I am driving into work. If this is your first time listening to this show. I do want to say, though, thank you for all the new listeners who emailed me. And I would definitely get back with you as soon as I can. The last person who emailed me, was his name Rito? I don't quite remember. I think he's a Swedish guy who lives in Thailand, I think, he told me. And that was the last email that I received from a new listener, from one of the few listeners, new listeners that I got, email that I got. Oh, gosh, I'm so sleepy. Rito is one of several new listeners who wrote me. And he said he enjoyed listening to the Hokkien podcast, even though he doesn't understand it, but he understands Thai, so how fun. And talking about Thai, I think... Oh, hey guys, over and gal, over at that UFN show, I heard your show yesterday. Thank you very much for mentioning the show. I realized that the number of downloads went up after you talked about show number 65. So thank you for doing that. And I am checking out construction guys as I'm driving to work here. He looks kind of hot. Oh, he is. Oh. And the weather is really nice today. It is 66 degrees. No, it's 77 degrees as a high. It's probably like, maybe right now it's probably lower 70s or possibly even higher 60s. After being over 100 for a few days last week, it's really nice to have a little break. Construction again. Hey. And I will see if I can actually post the show on Friday. I know I have a few things coming up this next few days, and as well as the weekend, I'll be busy with work, and so I will have to tell you, I'll have to see if I can post the show. I hope I'll be able to. And also be prepared for something fun coming up also, which I cannot tell you yet. I hate to tease you like that, but I just, you know, for a certain reason, I just don't want to tell you yet. Okay, I'm going to stop tormenting you. I'm going to stop telling you about that. You will hear fresh, brand new content soon, okay? I guess that's possibly it, isn't it? And wonder wisdom, I've heard a lot of different theme song being made. Well, you know, off of my the original theme song that I wrote for Martha Stewart. Did I just said that? Of the theme song that I wrote for Wanda Wisdom. Oh my goodness, I said Martha Stewart. Oh goodness, I am really sleepy. Hello, good morning, wake up. Anyway, lots of new remixes and different arrangements and all that for Wanda Wisdom is springing up. I'm really excited for Wanda Wisdom. So if you haven't heard Wanda Wisdom, go over to luckybitchradio.com and check it out. And see if you like the program that Lucky Bitch puts out for us. Lucky Bitch Wanda Wisdom puts out for us every single day, Monday through Friday. So I'm almost there at work, so I will talk to you later, and hopefully you will get this message by this afternoon, Wednesday afternoon. I really want to get this out. And also reminding you that if you understand Hokkien, if you know anyone who might listen to Hokkien show, please email me, let me know. Please, in the next 1 week, maybe, perhaps, just shoot me an email saying that, hey, I will be interested in listening to Hokkien, entirely in Hokkien type of podcast, okay? And I will, hopefully by the next week or so, I can actually announce the URL, the website address, so that you can go check it out. I will talk to you soon, and will check back with you on my next show, and you stay cool, and I will hopefully be able to post a show on Friday. But anyway, bye, and don't forget to smile.
Ciao. Ta-da.
Hello, not hello.